This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, the second hour of our program this weekend, and a very happy St. Patty's Day to those of you out there celebrating. Well, maybe you're celebrating, maybe you're, you may not be listening, but that's okay because you can always catch us on the rebound on Monday when we post a podcast of the weekend show. You never have to miss an exciting episode of Intelligent Medicine. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Take advantage of the opportunity to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. And this hour we're going to talk about the pirate vitamin L-arginine and some amazing new studies on that nutrient. Also, the digital rectal exam for men. Well, there may be good news for men visiting their primary care practitioner because, well, you'll hear about it in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. And let's take a call now from Robin on Long Island. Thanks for waiting, Robin. Appreciate it.
Oh, hi, doctor. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a nephrectomy performed back in December of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kidney for my sister. No. I donated a kidney for my sister.
Oh, I said a nephrectomy. Okay.
I thought I heard mastectomy.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Well, that was wonderful of you to donate your kidney. What an altruistic act. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've dislocated a knee and I fractured my ankle. And of course, you know, with the onset of arthritis setting in, I've been experiencing more and more of that lately. But unfortunately, since the kidney surgery, I can no longer take any kind of anti-inflammatory or anything.
Exactly. You don't want to do that because, hold on for a second. For a listening audience, you know, what Robin's talking about is there are harmful effects to the kidneys of taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, even some, you know, over-the-counter things like ibuprofen, Aleve, Motrin. I've actually seen patients in my office who innocently were taking these medications for pain and ended up with kidney failure on dialysis. So you got one kidney. There's not a lot of kidney reserve there, so you don't want to mess with it with a medication that could damage your remaining kidney. So I get it. Okay, keep going, Robin.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, of course, like I said, I've been experiencing a lot more arthritis over the years, slowly setting in. The fractured ankle was just last year, and I find myself even hobbling at times.
And yeah, so your question is about natural pain relievers? You're looking for, like, natural pain relief?
Yeah, something to combat some of the, you know, pain and inflammation I feel. I mean, I'm already taking a multivitamin and vitamin D and calcium, besides other things, you know, for synthroid, for, you know, my hypothyroidism. But I was just wondering if there's something else you can recommend.
Sure. Okay, well, let's go on that. So when it comes to knee pain, glucosamine chondroitin, would be a good idea. It would not be harmful for your kidneys. It's safe to take, and it will actually help to reduce the damage to your synovial membrane. If you're in severe pain and you're bone on bone, you know, there's not much hope for restoring your cartilage, but it can help. Also, MSM in conjunction with that, and fish oil, and these, again, are not harmful to your remaining kidney. niacinamide, not niacin, that's the type of B3 that causes you to flush, but niacinamide has been shown. Early studies in the 1960s demonstrated that with Dr. William Kaufman, that anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of niacinamide or vitamin B3 can be helpful for knee pain. But I'm going to introduce something else that I think is going to be making a big splash in the supplement world in this year of 2018 and beyond, and that's CBD, cannabidiol. And cannabidiol is actually a derivative of hemp. It's present in marijuana, but presumably you don't want to smoke pot. But you can get really nice analgesic effects from concentrated extracts of hemp. And more these are becoming available. They're standardized for their CBD content. And CBD is an age-old analgesic. And it's really come into prominence in the past couple of years. Some states are legalizing medicinal cannabinoids. And CBD products have the potential to stem the tide of our opioid epidemic. It's far preferable to use these things. They don't get you stoned. You can perform tasks while on them. You can drive. You don't lose your coordination or become dizzy. And they gently reduce your pain with minimal side effects. So, you know, we're going to be talking more and more about CBD products. I'm trying to line up some potential sponsors to talk to you directly about sources of CBD. So look forward to that here on Intelligent Medicine. Meanwhile, look online for CBD sources. What you want to look for are products that have standardized CBD. Anywhere from 10 to 15 milligrams of CBD per capsule. That's for oral use of CBD. Of course, you can use a vaping device for taking in CBD. That may be not, you know, to the liking of some people. But CBD has that analgesic effect. And, you know, I just don't want to keep repeating, I'll take glucosamine, take fish, I'll take MSM. We've been talking about those things for years, and they have value. But you can take that a step further with medicinal cannabinoids. That's the buzzword for 2018. CBD, I think, is really going to take off. So thank you for your call, and God bless you for being such a generous sister. You've contributed the gift of life to your sibling, and that's just amazing. I don't know if someone had, you know, I don't have any siblings, but if somebody came up to me and said, you know, donate your kidney, I don't know. I don't know if I would have the stuffings to do that. It takes enormous courage and altruism to do it. So thank you for doing that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This item, it should provide reassurance to some men who go to the doctor and dread that part of the exam. You know, the exam, physical exam is pretty benign. You know, the doctor pulls out the stethoscope, pulls out the tongue depressor, you know, palpates you, listens to your heart, presses your abdomen. But then when the doctor reaches in that box and snaps on that rubber glove, gets out the tube of lube, that's the part of the exam that a lot of men dread. And there's good news for men who would otherwise routinely experience that at each and every physical exam, because in medicine we have these traditions. We do chest x-rays routinely, and we do EKGs routinely, and then we discover after decades that the routine EKG on people without heart disease and the routine x-ray on people who were non-smokers and have no lung complaints are a waste of time, waste of money, and potentially harmful. And same thing is happening with the DRE, or the digital rectal exam. It's used to screen for prostate cancer. I underline screen, because for ordinarily healthy men without urinary complaints, without problems, it turns out that it doesn't pay off. The researchers looked at, get this, 8,217 studies. And they winnowed it down to just 7 studies which were valid, because the rest of the studies, they had problems. The 7 studies included over 9,000 patients, and what they found was that the predictive value of the digital rectal exam was nil. It didn't do any good in terms of ultimately saving lives. Now, caveat here, this does not mean that the digital rectal exam is going the way of the dodo birds in men who have prostate problems, perhaps in men who've previously been treated for prostate cancer. It might be worthwhile for an experienced urologist who's got the right touch, because a lot of primary care doctors, they're not so good at doing the exam. They don't know what they're feeling at their fingertip. And so part of the problem is that in expert hands or expert fingers, the exam has a potential benefit. But for routine screening purposes, in regular primary care doctors' offices, the results are not encouraging. And hopefully this study will discourage the use of the digital rectal exam, which it probably scares off a lot of men, so they don't get adequate physical exams and adequate screening for other types of problems like high blood pressure and arterial problems and heart problems. This is something that is a game changer for how we do standard physical exams. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number 877-726-8255 for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has 2 super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Diane from New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi, Doctor. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
The reason I'm calling, I've been on bioidentical hormones since 2007, and prior to that, I was on synthetic. So I've been on them a long time. But anyway, I changed doctors, and this new doctor is putting me on oral estradiol instead of the cream. And I read a book by this Dr. Stephen Masley, and he said that don't take the oral form. It increases inflammation levels by 192% and blood clot risk by 400%.
Well, okay, so are you taking bioidentical oral or synthetic oral? You're not taking Premarin or Prempro or something like that by mouth.
No, bioidentical oral.
Okay, so, you know, when I prescribe bioidentical hormones, I sometimes prescribe them by mouth. And that seems to work out pretty well. For women who have a high risk of blood clots, or for women who don't do well on the oral formulations, we'll use the cream. And, you know, it's a kind of matter of opinion. Some integrative doctors who deal with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy are adamantly opposed to oral hormones. But I think it's not so much a matter of the delivery system. It's a matter of, you know, what you're given. And if you give synthetic stuff like pregnant mare's urine, that's why they call it Premarin, it's not really bioidentical. It's not what your body makes. And so you're going to get a different effect, and you might get a higher risk of cancer. You might get a higher risk of blood clots. That's what some studies have shown. But actually, you know, when it comes to even the conventional, the stuff that we don't like to use, the original study that showed that there was a higher risk of heart problems in women who took hormones, and it scared all the women off the hormones, that came out, you know, in early 2000s. That study, the Women's Health Initiative, was reinterpreted to show that women who were taking these hormones, if they start when they're young, they actually get heart protection. So, you know, I think the problems associated with hormone replacement therapy are exaggerated. Yeah, you need more breast screening. And yeah, if you have uterine bleeding, you need to get that checked out. And sometimes you need vaginal ultrasound to make sure that your endometrial lining is not getting too thick. But I think that it's safe. You know, you being on it for such a long time does pose some questions as to how long should you require it. Do you need it for, you know, until you're 99? Some of my women, after they've been on it for 10, 15 years, we, you know, gradually taper them off, and they're none the worse for it. So that might be a consideration with you. Thanks for your call. All right, let's talk about a product that I find remarkable for supporting people who suffer from frequent fatigue. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor works on the mitochondria, and clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it's available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their daily multi and their fish oil. And so Healthy Aging was born. It's pure NT-Factor, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with unique energy support of NT-Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPacks or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And when we return, we're going to talk about the pirate vitamin L-arginine and a remarkable series of studies that show its benefits. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And now a nutrient that you don't hear too much about. It's L-arginine. We sometimes call it the pirate amino acid. And arginine is interesting in that it is a precursor for nitric oxide. Just say no. NO stands for nitric oxide, and nitric oxide plays a role in many bodily functions, including vasodilation. It's behind the Viagra principle, dilating the arteries in a certain part of the body, but also nitroglycerin, old-fashioned medication that people take for heart problems, and nitrates in the diet, say in beet juice, have actually been shown to help with high blood pressure and promote circulation. Well, arginine is also a precursor to nitric oxide. And in this study, this just out in March of 2018, major depression tied to reduced arginine levels. The researchers say that we did not anticipate that arginine levels would have been decreased, but we weren't that surprised because we know that depression has several physiological changes related to it, and it may just be that the depression-induced inflammatory response may block nitric oxide synthesis, and it may lead to reduced arginine levels. So the research hasn't yet been performed to show whether megadosing people with arginine will alleviate their depression, but it suggests that arginine is a plausible new nutrient for treatment of even major depression. So there's more on arginine from some other studies, particularly arginine in pregnancy. Here's an item, the role of arginine in the prevention and treatment of preeclampsia. Now, preeclampsia is something that featured prominently in a recent episode of popular series that showed one of the protagonists, this was Downton Abbey, one of the sisters died of preeclampsia. It was, I think Sylvie was the name of the sister who died of preeclampsia in childbirth. And I was just shouting at the TV, give her some magnesium sulfate, because magnesium sulfate has been shown to be a treatment that is effective for preeclampsia. They knew about it in 1906, and I think that that particular episode took place sometime after that. So I thought, was it historically accurate? Would they not have had magnesium sulfate? Well, it turns out that preeclampsia can also be prevented by administering L-arginine. They looked at randomized trials involving pregnant women where L-arginine was administered for preeclampsia. Preeclampsia is dangerous because it can result in seizures and death. And sometimes that occurs even after the baby is born. The baby's born, baby's okay, but preeclampsia is sometimes heralded by high blood pressure, very high blood pressure, in the later stages of pregnancy. It's a mysterious disease, unclear what causes it. Some people have suggested that magnesium and fish oil may prevent it. But it turns out that arginine was associated with reduction in preeclampsia. So here's another one on birth outcomes in the third world. Malaria in pregnancy, big problem in Africa. And it turns out that arginine is critical in promoting blood vessel development in the placenta. And it may be that a relatively cheap nutrient could help prevent arginine, prevent preeclampsia in women in Africa who suffer from malaria. Lady Sybil had a episode of preeclampsia in Downton Abbey, and she might have benefited from, had they known about it, 100 years later. We now know that arginine might have helped to prevent that. That was sort of a media portrayal of this dangerous condition in pregnancy. All right, one way not to treat foot fungus. And this is an illustration of just about everything that's wrong with our healthcare system. Story is from NPR. Anne Soloviev went to a dermatology clinic in Washington, D.C. for annual dermatology checkup. And she wasn't complaining about her toenails. She hadn't even noticed that she had a problem. But the physician assistant said, oh, you know, you have toenail fungus. She said, oh, I didn't know I had that. And the physician assistant called in a prescription for an antifungal medication. And it seemed like an easy fix. The patient, Ms. Solovyev, said, quote, I did not ask how much it would cost. It never crossed my mind ever. Then the bill came. The bill was for a whopping $1,496.09 for a drug called Caridin. It's a topical medication that treats toenail fungus. And according to what I've seen, it doesn't really work that well, but it's super expensive. So she was, unfortunately, did not have adequate insurance coverage. According to research, Caridin completely cured toe fungus in 6.5% of patients in one trial and in 9.1% of patients in another, so it's not even a very good drug. But the prescription amounted to nearly $1,500 for treatment of toe fungus that the patient didn't even complain about anyway. So we wonder why healthcare costs are soaring and why outcomes in the United States are equivalent or not even as equivalent as other countries that spend one-third to one-half of what we spend per capita on medical. And this is just an example of what happens when costs run amok and when overprescribing ineffective drugs causes bills to soar. All right, this item has to do with one of our old sponsors, who we're happy to say has returned to Intelligent Medicine. It's a great product. It's for blood pressure. And if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. Now, you've heard about it before here on Intelligent Medicine. I want to tell you, it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. You've got to use it consistently over a period of 4 to 8 weeks. On a daily basis, it'll take about 12 minutes of your time. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, so you can reduce your dependency on medication or get off it altogether. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Find it at this website. It's orderzona.com. And 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll take some additional phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. For additional questions, you can email us to radioprogram@AOL.com. And you can also check in on our website at drhoffman.com. On our homepage, on our PC or Mac, you'll find a box that you can click on and you can record a question. Now we got a call from Kurt in Wisconsin. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing? You got to turn down the radio in the background there?
Great.
Thank you.
Great. I was wondering, a friend of mine, I've done some studying over since the 70s about pills.
Yep.
And I was told about this new pill, that supplement that was out there called Soursop.
Uh-huh.
And have you heard good things about it as well?
Yeah. In regard to what? What particular condition does it seem to address?
This is for cancer.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not been on my radar screen, and I can look it up and tell you what folks are saying about it on Google. But, you know, because it hasn't really made it into even alternative medicine, certainly hasn't made it into mainstream medicine, I'm not sure how valuable it might be. It says soursop is the fruit of Annona muricata. It's a broadly flowering evergreen tree. And it's unclear that it has cancer benefits. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a certain type of cancer that your friend has?
Yeah, he's a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And he had testicular
that's
cancer.
That's one of the cancers that actually responds pretty well to conventional treatment. You know, as is seen with Lance Armstrong and many other people, it's one of the few cancer success stories with conventional radiation and chemotherapy. Really seems to knock it out. So, you know, what I got to say about cancer is that we're in an era where we're making great progress, both with alternative stuff. We're having a better understanding of what can work to slow the progression of cancer. Ketogenic diet is interesting. Intermittent fasting is interesting. The Prolon program of Dr. Walter Longo seems to be interesting for patients with cancer. Certain nutrients seem to have an anti-cancer effect. We're also making progress on the high-tech front, where we're beginning to identify markers that will guide our cancer therapy. No longer will be one size fits all. You know, like certain cancers get this and other cancers get that. It'll be more individualized cancer therapy based on analysis of the tumor and maybe even analysis of, you know, circulating tumor cells in the bloodstream, which will give us a heads up on if cancer is coming back. But as to the thing you're asking about, you know, I'm drawing a blank. You know, I'm sorry. And that bodes poorly for that as a potential cancer cure, because if it's not even on my radar screen, never even heard of it, it's probably not that well vetted. All right. Let's talk to Patricia from Iowa. How you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing great.
Yep.
I have a question about a dietary supplement I picked up, and one of the ingredients is spirulina. And I have an autoimmune condition,
mm-hmm.
scleroderma,
Oh, okay.
And I just recently had a flare-up, and I wondered, could that be the culprit? Because I've read it helps on some websites, and I've read it doesn't help and that it can make things worse on other websites.
So there's three possibilities. One is that it is a beneficial nutrient and it's helping and that you got a recurrence anyway. The other possibility is that it indeed triggered the recurrence, and I'm not sure why it should because it's not known to create autoimmunity. And the third possibility, even more likely, is that it has nothing to do with the errant comings and goings of your autoimmunity. I mean, sometimes things get better, worse spontaneously, you know, just like, you know, why do I feel like I have a sore back today? Or, you know, why, you know, is my, am I having nasal congestion? I mean, there may not be a proximate cause of your exacerbation, from diet or supplements or anything. I mean, it's useful to look for a possible cause, but spirulina, is fairly innocuous as a potential trigger. What are you doing for your scleroderma? Because that's a condition that I you know, see a fair number of patients with, and there are potential effective treatments.
Right. I am on the AP protocol, antibiotic protocol, for the last half years, and it has worked greatly.
Okay. And so tell our listeners about that, because that's something that actually was popular even in the 90s, was to use antibiotics to treat autoimmunity. Are you using like tetracycline, doxycycline, minocycline, something like that?
Doxycycline.
Yeah. You know, what's nice about that particular antibiotic is that it doesn't just kill bacteria. It also has anti-inflammatory effects. So, you know, the theory behind that is that maybe there's a bug that causes autoimmunity. Well, I think that's possible, but even more likely is that autoimmunity may start in the gut, and that by suppressing certain bad bacteria, we may have a good effect on the immune system and normalize the immune response. Plus, tetracyclines are known to have an anti-inflammatory effect in general. So, you know, it just, and this is not something that your conventional rheumatologist is doing, right? This is like an integrative doctor, correct?
Well, actually, it was a semi-retired GP, general practice. Up in Iowa, and he has seen a lot of success. He's been helping people since the 80s, and so I went
up there. I love those kind of guys. Those guys, they think out of the box, the old-timers. You know, they have like this, you know, wisdom, and also they tend to buck the system and don't go with conventional protocols. I mean, you'd be possibly on powerful immunosuppressive drugs or steroids if you followed a conventional approach, and that, you know, might stamp out the disease but cause a lot of side effects and problems. Are you following a specific diet? Because there is an autoimmune protocol diet, kind of a paleo diet, that does help this condition.
Yes, I am staying away from the inflammatory foods.
Beautiful. And are you also taking high doses of vitamin D, or are you taking lots of fish oil or anti-inflammatory nutrients? Yeah.
Turmeric.
Excellent.
So and no vitamin D.
You're on the Marshall Protocol. In other words, that the opposite is that for certain autoimmune conditions, sometimes it's suggested that you deplete your vitamin D and even stay out of the sun. And that particularly seems to work for sarcoidosis. I don't know if it works for scleroderma. But, I mean, look, you're following an unconventional pathway. I wouldn't look to the scleroderma as particularly the culprit, but I mean, anything's possible. The way to find out, and unfortunately, you gotta do a little science fair project on yourself. You gotta take it away, see if you get better, and then you gotta re-challenge. And if again you're worse, then hey, you're onto something. That's what I suggest people do, because sometimes patients say, well, I took this supplement that you gave me and I was worse. So I said, well, okay, maybe you were worse because in the course of things you were worse. And what about the supplement? In order to find out, definitely stop the supplement, but re-challenge yourself and see. Because it may be that, the spirulina is okay for you. I'm not particularly a big fan of spirulina. I don't think you're missing out by not taking it. But, nonetheless, I'm not sure it's causing the problem. All right. This item. A new drug, Uloric, is used for gout. In the past, we've used a lot of allopurinol, old-fashioned drug for gout, but it was replaced by Uloric because it was thought it had less side effects. Well, according to a new study, This new Gactra is not superior to allopurinol. In fact, safety concerns have been raised because there may be an increased risk of death associated with use of Uloric. And natural treatments for gout with low-carb diet and natural protective nutrients seem to trump the use of medications. Well, thanks for joining us, and make sure that you check out drhoffman.com for a great sale on products via FullScript. 10% off, free shipping this month. So check out the store, sign up for FullScript, and sample some of the products there. Check out my protocols, and have yourself a great St. Paddy's Day.